This is the captain. Tell me, how are the crew? How are the supplies? How are the leeches at the weather station? It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where there's always a 100% chance that you'll find out something interesting. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, April 10th, the birthday in 1794 of George Meriwether, who I'm sure you know as the inventor of his era's most fascinating weather-predicting contraption, the Tempest Prognosticator. We're living in a pretty high-tech world today when it comes to weather forecasting. We've got Doppler, radar, and all kinds of sensors that can track what's happening in the world around us and tell how it might turn into rain or wind or storms or snow or whatever it is that's coming. In the 19th century, people didn't have that technology, so they used what they did have, and Meriwether had leeches. He put 12 of them in little glass bottles around a big bell. At the tops of the bottles, there were little tubes. Low atmospheric pressure is a sign that a storm is coming. Meriwether figured that when the pressure was low, the leeches would try to move their way into the tops of their glass bottle homes. In doing so, they would dislodge bits of whalebone he'd placed there. And when they did that, they would trigger a hammer that struck the bell. Meriwether would listen for the bells. He figured one leech striking might be a fluke, but remember, this device had 12 of them, which Meriwether called a, quote, jury of philosophical counselors. He tested his Tempest Prognosticator for a year. He'd mail cards to colleagues anytime the leeches thought a storm was brewing. These scientists would write back often to say that, yes, there had been a storm. And while the Tempest Prognosticator was not terribly accurate by modern standards, that wasn't the reason the device failed to make its way into households all over the world. This is a complex system with some precise requirements that most people, or ships' crews, or even scientific labs simply couldn't quite... Okay, we all know it was really the leeches. You can learn more about the Tempest Prognosticator at CoolWeirdAwesome.com. Speaking of predictions, we'll tell you about a pretty good one. That's right after this short break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome back. Today in 1953, a newspaper report included a prediction from Mark R. Sullivan, who was president and director of the Pacific Telephone and Telegraph Company in San Francisco. He said, quote, "In its final development, the telephone will be carried about by the individual, perhaps as we carry a watch today." He continued, quote, "I think the users will be able to see each other if they want as they talk. Who knows but what it may actually translate from one language to another." I'm Brady. Yep, about right. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.